morning. It's Thursday. It's time to attack. We got to stop making excuses for why things not happening in our life. We got to stop making excuses. We got to stop blaming other people. You got to look in the mirror and know that everything starts and ends with yourself. See, there's a million excuses for everything. There's always an excuse. Accountability. You want to know why you aren't where you're supposed to be in life? It's not because people are better than you. It's because you ain't putting in the work. You want to know why that business hasn't taken off? It's because you left it on paper. Or you left it in your mind. Or you left it in that last conversation you had. You want to know why the money in your bank account is not building up? It's because you left it in the store where you just spent the $50 at. It's just because when you thought, all right, that little $20 ain't gonna hurt me. Yeah, that adds up. We gotta stop making excuses and we gotta start going after it. If you've been on a job that you don't like, I ain't telling you quit your job. What I'm telling you is when you get off from work, don't go home and sit on a couch and watch TV. Don't get on your phone and run through every social media app. You get home and you get busy. You start working out a business plan. You start discovering how you're going to put that business together. You go start discovering what it takes to make this business successful. You start looking at people who are successful and you follow them. You understand them. You visualize, you make yourself see why they doing the things they doing, and you look at yourself and you see the things that you doing and you peep the difference. That's tough sometimes to look in the mirror and say, I've been lazy. It's tough sometimes to say, yeah, I'm weak. But see, we all are weak. We all are lazy. But some of us won't just let it stay there. Yeah. I get it. It's hard sometimes. You want the easy route. Well, stop complaining. If you don't want to do nothing, if you don't want to go nowhere, stop dreaming. Accept what you are and leave it at that. But I know that's not in you. You got too much drive. We were made in his image and likeness. And if he created the world, just imagine what we can create. So stop sitting around being idle. Stop looking at other people's success saying that could be me. Put in the work. I say it all the time. This thing is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's for those who can endure the hardships and overcome. That's right. Overcome. It's a real powerful word. That means that no matter what you're faced with, no matter what comes your way, you're going to excel. It's setting a tone in your mind that's saying, I am unstoppable. I will not quit. Because up until this point right here, you know what it's like not to follow through. Up until this point right here, you know what it's like to quit. Up until this point right here, you know what it's like to half-ass. So you're going to change that around now. We're going to get busy. We're going to grind it out. No matter how hard it get, we're going to keep pushing. When you're in that gym and you get tired, you're going to do two more because you know what it's like to quit. Discipline. Discipline is saying, I'm not going to go out this weekend because when I build this business, that's when I'm going to celebrate. It's being busy when everybody else is partying. It's being up when everybody else is asleep. These are the sacrifices that must be made. It's time to put everything else to the side and focus on the things that need to be done. No more excuses. I don't care what it is. It's Thursday, people. Let's get busy.